You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Final thoughts here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm. We heard from Gribbs there, and it's apparent that to the coaches, the gap must be that immense between Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel. Now, outcome-wise, it's not that immense, but it is a team game, and I would say that some of those losses you absolutely cannot credit to Josh McCown. It has not been the quarterback position that has generated the losses.
No, it's we can say scheme. It's been situational. It's been, you know, lack of playmakers. You could say in the last 2 weeks it's been drops, our inability to stop the run. All those things, losing the time of possession because you can't stop the run, because in the last couple weeks we haven't been able to convert third downs the way we have earlier in the season. It's for a lot of reasons. And that's why I think ultimately, as we talk about other franchises and why they've been successful, you talked about the philosophy or their general manager or management has been intact for the most part for a decade or more. Then they have a head coach that fits the mentality, that is in agreeance with management. And then having the quarterback, the one guy that you ride through the highs and lows, the learning curve for the young quarterback, i.e. Blake Bortles, i.e. Derek Carr, Teddy Bridgewater. It's you got to take the bad to get to the good, because that's a part of the process of growing in that role as an NFL quarterback.
It certainly is, and you know, we will see. I want to see Johnny get those game reps. I want to see how he matures. I want to see how he handles it, being a starter, preparing like a starter every single week. I think he's got such a great mentor in Josh McCown who's shown him the right way. And I've been more impressed with Josh McCown than just about anybody, because he has brought toughness. He's exceeded the expectations. He's done everything that you want out of a quarterback. So I understand the loyalty in that sense from the head coach to him. And that kind of seems like, what if you read between the lines, that's what Mike Pettine is saying.
Yeah, and I think if you talk about Josh McCown, you can say legitimately he's done more with less. And I think a lot of that has to do with John DeFilippo and both of them understanding the system. I think John DeFilippo is a young budding star as an offensive coordinator and play caller in the National Football League. But on the other side of the coin, you got to think, what if John DeFilippo had the franchise quarterback and you had acquired top-tier talent in playmakers surrounding that quarterback? It makes the inability to run the football, as I pointed out yesterday, so what? I've got a quarterback that can fling it. I've got an offensive line that can protect him, and I got playmakers that will win the 50-50 ball, let alone scheme my guys open and make the right calls in the right situations. The screen, take my shot, you know, the red zone offense to get those scores and scheme my guys open. So, I think it's very apparent what needs to happen. You know, accumulate talent, top-tier talent.
Get those building blocks that we're seeing some of these young and up-and-coming teams like the Oakland Raiders get. That's what the Browns need to acquire themselves. Now, they've had the opportunity. They just need to be successful with those
And I think the Oakland Raiders, to me, are the epitome of return on your investment. They took they had the cojones to pick the quarterback, to take the wide receiver that high. And they're seeing that instant feedback from their draft. And that is a difficult sell for anybody on what our draft path or philosophy has been as of recent. Because we're not playing the toughest, most physical football that we've ever seen as Browns fans or analysts or whatever. You know, we're getting out physical. We're getting run on. And yet we felt going into this draft that that was exactly what we were going to address. And we did. And we're not getting a return on our investment by any means.
It doesn't get any easier. You've got a running back who just rushed for $170, D'Angelo Williams on Sunday, Justin Forsett on Monday when you return from the bye, then Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill once again from Cincinnati.
Marshawn.
You're going to have Marshawn Lynch on the schedule. You're going to have Sharkhandrick West. That's what you're going to have coming up here for the Cleveland Browns. Sharkhandrick West, by the way, hung 100 yards, first running back to run for 100 on the Steelers, who have been a very good run defense so far this season. All right, that will do it for us today.
Make sure we get out on time.
That's why we're wrapping it up early. We're going to wrap it up early. We want to be out on time, yes.
Got to be professional.
We want to make sure they have all 2 hours, the entirety of their time, to discuss. And hopefully we'll hear from Aaron Goldhammer and that he will accept our challenge for charity to help people in Northeast Ohio.
You'll have to let me know because I'm not going to listen. I don't have enough napkins in my car so that if my ears begin to bleed that I can blot it fast enough. So via your Twitter, message me.
Yes.
And of course I'll find out through the grapevine.
Keep you abreast of the situation. But again, the offer is there. Charity boxing, ESPN Cleveland Fan Appreciation Night in January. We've already raised on my Twitter feed alone close to $15,000. So I mean, this is legitimate.
This is not a joke. Yeah, and we haven't even really started promoting it. We're just talking about it.
All right, that'll do it. We're happy to have Dina Talley back with us. For Andrew Gribble, for Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Hashtag BoxHammer on ESPN Cleveland.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.